Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I hope that you're having a great and meaningful day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 7th day of Iyar and the 22nd day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email titled OU Today. And if you don't receive that email, you can sign up for it on OU.org. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site or someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha or any occasion, please visit OU.org/call. That's OU.org/call. And the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Ariel Rakovsky, Mora d'Astra of Congregation Shari Tefila in Dallas, in the great state of Texas, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Rakovsky reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 27, and 130. And there's a link to view both of those in Hebrew and English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Rakovsky will recite the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Acheinu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Rakovsky concludes for information regarding the speaker for Sunday's call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rakovsky.
Thank you, Naftali, and thank you to the OU for their leadership and their guidance during these times. It seems that the fad of the moment, one that is becoming wildly popular across the United States, perhaps across the world, is baking, specifically baking bread. People who have never done this before are now trying their hands at focaccia, at baguettes, and perhaps most ambitiously at sourdough. Over the past week or so, my family and I have joined this fad, and we have created a starter in our home. We've even baked one beautiful loaf so far. I've been reflecting about why baking sourdough has become so popular of late, and I have a theory, one that is linked to an enigmatic mitzvah in this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, we are given the commandment of Orla, the prohibition of partaking from the produce of a tree in the first 4 years of its existence. The Torah tells us, V'chi tavo el ha'aretz, when you come into the land and you plant various forms of fruit-bearing trees, the araltem or laso espirio, and then you will count the fruit that is in it as separate from you. Shalosh shanim yelachem arelim. It will be forbidden to you for 3 years, lo yeachel, and you cannot eat it. And then in the 4th year, the pasuk tells us it is kodesh hilulim laHashem. It is sacred to God. So effectively, only in the 5th year of the tree's existence can you begin to enjoy its fruit. Indeed, this is one of the few land-based mitzvot hatzuyot ba'aretz, that actually apply to any land, that apply outside the land of Israel as well. But why can't we partake of that fruit immediately, once it starts producing? The Medrash Rabbah, in Vayikra Rabba Parsha Chafhei, offers a fascinating linkage between this tree and another one, perhaps the most famous tree ever. Darash Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Mi yigale afar me'inecha adam harishon, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi used to interpret, and he used to say, who will reveal the dust from your eyes? Adam harishon, Adam. Shelo yacholta la'avod al tzivuyecha sha'a achat. You were unable to listen to your directives even for 1 hour, 1 moment. Vare banecha mamtinin le'orla gimel shanim, and your children are able to wait for the fruit of the tree for 3 years. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi seems to paint the mitzvah of Orla as a form of atonement for the first sin, the sin of Adam Harishon. But if you think about it, there are other ways to atone for this sin. If Adam HaRishon sinned through eating, then maybe the atonement should be secured through fasting. Maybe it is Yom Kippur that atones for that first sin. Or if Adam desecrated himself through atavistic and impulsive eating, then perhaps the atonement would be to elevate the act of eating by making a bracha first. I think the answer is quite simple. Orla is the most appropriate atonement because it requires one to demonstrate the one virtue that Adam HaRishon lacked. Living in Gan Eden, with all of his needs cared for and cared for immediately, Adam had no concept of patience. And he had no sense of the value of delayed gratification. Indeed, he was likely entirely unaware of this virtue. In waiting for 4 years to partake of the fruit of a tree, in allowing one growing season after another to pass by, where we forego crispy apples, succulent peaches, fragrant oranges, we show that we are willing to wait for blessings to come into our lives, and the truly good things are worth waiting for. No wonder this mitzvah is the source, according to many, for the practice in some communities of upsherin, of cutting the hair of a boy when he reaches the age of 3 years old. For those who follow this custom, they are acknowledging that the process of raising a child requires patience, a view toward the long term, and a willingness to wait for the best to come, even through occasionally turbulent times. No wonder, lehavdil, that sourdough is the fad of the moment. Creating a starter takes several days, and then another day or so until you can bake bread from it. And then it must be fed weekly to continue to be active. And doing this instills within the baker this most critical of character traits, that of patience, a trait that has never been more essential. In a search for rays of light amidst what seems like relentless darkness, the news media that we consume in an obsessive and unhealthy way toys with our emotions in one of two ways, and sometimes both, often in tandem. The articles that we read and the stories we scroll through either peddle an optimistic narrative that often promotes dangerous magical thinking, or it serves to relentlessly quash any glimmer of hope or optimism, fostering an equally dangerous despondency. Faced with the difficulty in sustaining positive emotions, or the radically swinging emotions that we are likely to experience, it behooves us to develop one character trait that will stand above all the others, that of patience. Not just because we have no choice, but because it is good for us. In all our relationships, with our families, with our friends, with our children, with our institutions, with ourselves, and with the Ribono Shel Olam, with God, this is the virtue that will bring us the Aseila Leora, from darkness to light. If there can be said to be one theme running through the teachings of Rav Nachman of Breslov, it is this, that spiritual greatness, striving, requires patience, savlanut. In the biography of Rav Nachman, written by his Talmud Rav Nachman of Breslov, he quotes his revered teacher in the book Chayei Moharan as saying, sometimes you just have to wait. And don't be discouraged because you are not achieving what you want. Don't let this push you off course. You must wait a little until the time is right. Yezras Hashem, our shuls will open up once again, but it will take time, perhaps even a lot of it. And even when they do, it will take longer for them to operate with some semblance of familiarity. Our schools will open again too, but it will be a while before they approach any level of normalcy, and indeed that term itself will likely have to be redefined. But in order to navigate these times, it is our patience muscle that needs to be exercised the most. And while this seems like a daunting task, God himself believes in us because he gave us the mitzvah of Orla that fosters this most essential trait. He shows us that he believes in us and that we can do it, as difficult as it may be. We've got this. If we are able to show patience, perseverance, and yes, positivity, no matter who else tries to take that from us, the personal, spiritual, and communal fruits we will reap will be holy and beautiful indeed. I wish everyone, collectively and individually, a Shabbos of peace, a Shabbos of positivity, a Shabbos of healing, and above all, a Shabbos of patience. Thank you so much for your time. We will now begin with the recitation of Tehillim. We begin with chapter 20. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara. Yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzion yisadeka. Yizkol kol min chesecha v'ascha yidasher ne'esela. Yitain lecha chilvavecha v'chol atascha yimalei. Neranena b'yishu asecha u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mish'aleisecha. Ata yodati. Yoshia Adonai meshichoi ya'aneihu. Mishemei kodshoi u'bigvois yesha yimina. Eile v'rechev ve'eile v'asusim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema kal'u v'nafalu. Va'anachnu kamnu v'anisodad. Adonai hoshia ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yoim ko'enu. Now we'll continue with chapter 27. Le David, Adonai ori v'ishi mimi ira, Adonai me'oiz chayai mimi echad. Yikov alai v'reim le'echoles v'sari, tzorai v'oyevai li heima chashiru v'nafal. Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi, אם תקום עליי מלחמה, וזוי שאני ויתח. אחת שאלתי מעת אדוני, איסוף אבקש, שבתי בבית אדוני כל ימי חיי, לחזויס בנוים אדוני, ולבקר בהיכלוי. כי יצפנני בסוכוי ביום רעה, יסתירני בסתר אוהלוי בצור ירממני. ועתה ירום ראשי על אויבי סביבויסי, ויזבך ואהלוי זבחי צבועה עשירה באזמרה לאדוני. שמע אדוני קולי אקרא וכונני וענני. לך אמר ליבי בקשו פני את פניך אדוני אבקש. אל תסתר פניך ממני, אל תס באף עבדך. עזרסי היסה אל תתשני ואל תעזבני אלוהי אשתי. כי אבי ואמי עזבוני. ואדוני יעשני, הריני אדוני דרכך ונחני באורח מישור למען שרריי. אל תתנני בנפש צרי, כי קמו בי עדי שקר ויפך חמאס. לולי האמנתי לראש בטוב אדוני בארץ חיים, קווה אל אדוני חזק ויאמץ ליבך, וקווה אל אדוני. Chapter 130. Shir Hana Aloy. Mima Amakim Kira Sicha Adonai. Adonai Shima Vekoli Tiyena Oznecha Kashuvoi Lekol Tachanunai. Im Avonai Tishmo Ya Adonai Mi Yaamoid. Ki im Mecha Hasalicha Lema'an Tivarei. כי ויסי אדוני כבשה נפשי, ולדברוי היכלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד, והרבה עמו פדוס, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל אבני סב. Continue now with the Yishaberach Lecholim. Yishaberach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirateh HaCholim. בעבור שאנחנו מספרים בעבורם, בזכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפסם ולהחזיקם, ולאחיותם וישלח להם במהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לכל איבריהם ולכל בגידיהם בתור שאר חולי ישראל. רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתא בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנשואים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, יוציאם בצרה ורווחה, מאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתא בעגלו ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Rakovsky. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yisrael Siner of Beth Jacob Congregation Irvine, in Irvine, California. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, relaxing, meaningful, and safe Shabbat.